You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Wow. Wow, there's a touch of the dramatic. That's been missing for a couple of years now. Well, welcome back to More Lost Time. I'm back from vacation. I was on Cape Cod here in Massachusetts, and where I was lucky enough to see Frank Black play at the famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet. And man, he was great. He was solo, backed up by Eric Drew Feldman, the multi-instrumentalist and producer, guy who produced all kinds of bands. I mean, you know, but he also produced Frank Black's unreleased album, Sunday Sunny Mill Valley Groove Day. And so I've got a copy of that, so we'll play a couple of cuts from that. But also, I'm on a Pixies kick, so this will be overall kind of a Pixies program. Play the Amps and the Breeders, Kim Deal's two side projects, as well as the Martinis, Joey Santiago's band. So, but let's start with a pair of cuts from Frank Black's unreleased album, Sunday Sunny Mill Valley Groove Day. And we'll play Sister Isabel, but we'll start... That was going to come out in 2000. It was recorded in 2000. He decided he didn't like it enough to put it out. It was a perfectly good record. He handed out a couple of them for free, I think, at some of his shows. And so it's pretty readily available on the internet if you poke around. We'll play two from that, Sister Isabel. But first, here's Humboldt County Massacre.
Yeah. message. Far off in the distance, I can hear the bells. Beside a church there stands a girl I knew so well. As I get closer, I can feel a chill. She's changing her name from Laura to Sister Isabel. Said goodbye. She said we'd meet again somewhere in a castle in the sky. The choir has stopped singing. I no longer hear the bells. She changed her name from Laura to Sister Isabel.
That's two from Frank Black's Sunday Sunny Mill Valley Groove Day. And from 1994 and the Breeders, this is Head to Toe.
Like a road, you're somewhere to get.
Time.
That's The Amps with a B-side from a single, Just Like a Briar. That's from 1995. Not a lot to be said about these records. I mean, what hasn't been said about the Pixies? Kim Deal has a couple of side projects from the band, The Breeders and The Amps, The Breeders with her sister Kelly Deal, and in the time off that she's had from The Breeders, she's recorded The Amps with drummer Jimmy McPherson, who's done time in Guided by Voices. You know, that single Head to Toe, that was a great record. The B-side was a couple of covers, Sebado's Freed Pig and Guided by Voices' Shocker in Gloomtown. Well worth searching out. And it's time to welcome a new sponsor to the program. What part of a horse makes glue sticky? We're not sure, but we know there's a scene in any movie with a horse where an angry trainer whips the horse and growls, "You're good for nothing but the glue factory." But you know, we never see the other side of things, where the horses are sort of being led into a glue factory, and one foreman maybe pokes another one and says, "Oh, there's a really sticky one." Well, regardless of how it's done, in these enlightened times, glue shouldn't be made from animals. And that's why there's Free Biscuit Horse-Free Glue, glue that's proud to be made 100% without horses. Now, we're not saying that other glues are made from horses, but then, they've never actually told you for sure, so how do you know? Free Biscuit Horse-Free Glue. Say nay to animal cruelty. Back to the music. Let's listen to the Pixies themselves. You know, they got back together again around 2004 is when they started rehearsing for a return to the stage, the live stage. There was talk of a new album. I think, you know, they did record one single. This is it. In 2004, out came the single Bam Thwack.
Walk the walk.
down into the chair, and then I closed my eyes. They put me down into the chair, and then I closed my eyes. Last words that I remember won't be long before you die, oh boy. So put the needle in my arm, and I'll be dead and gone. Put the needle in my arm, and I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the needle, just the laying in the grave so long. I've been all around the world.
From 2005 and the Newport Festival, that's the Pixies with Been All Around the World. They did that at some live shows. Before that, Bam Thwack, the one single that's come out of the reunion, the one recording, studio recording that's come out of the Pixies reunion. I think they tried to make an LP, but the harmony they've been able to find, pardon the pun, on the stage hasn't really come together in the studio. I think some folks in the band, Black Francis and Kim Deal, have written songs, but they haven't been able to pull them together as Pixie songs, and so those two have eked out those songs on their various solo records. We've got time for one more, and so, you know, why not play the side project, or side project, I guess is really the main project. After the Pixies broke up for the first time, Joey Santiago formed the Martinis. And the Martinis put out a couple of records. One is pretty much impossible to find. The second one was from 2004. It had a lot of decent tunes on it. I liked this one. It's called Right Behind You.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Pixies installment, and I think that's what happens when you come back from vacation and you're long on inspiration, short on discipline, right? But, you know, it's more lost time, right? It's not more office time. It's not more super disciplined time. The music was good. I mean, that's really what people are supposed to be showing up for when they show up at all. So, there you have it. Let us know what you think, as always. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at morelosttime, morelosttime at gmail.com. Subscribe to the show using iTunes. Tell a friend about it. Rate the show. Make a comment. These are the things that help us out. And, let me know who you want to hear on the show and such. And you'll hear from this again. And this one, perhaps more than any other, is the sound of more lost time.